Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is off today. The Biden administration announced today it is allowing thousands of DACA immigrants to enroll in the Affordable Care Act's health insurance for next year's coverage.
This move will give roughly 100,000 immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children the opportunity to access federal health insurance when they sign up for coverage after November 1st. And that's just days before the presidential election, as you know. For a closer look at the implications this has on California, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Bill Hing, professor of law in migration studies at the University of San Francisco. He is also the author of Humanizing Immigration. Professor, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sure. It's an important topic. Set the table for us, though. Talk about the DACA program. It was launched under President Barack Obama in 2012. Yeah. And what did enrollees have access to under that program compared to now?
Under that program, they basically didn't have access to any federal benefits except for protection from deportation and the opportunity to work, which is, of course, important. But in terms of public benefits, they were not eligible for any federal public benefits. California did have additional funding that they extended to DACA recipients for health care. So this is a national program that's being announced by the president, but it also has effect on California as well.
So if I understand it correctly, DACA could, under the DACA program, they could already buy private health insurance, but they were not eligible for the federal benefit, correct?
That's correct. So under the Obamacare program, this was controversial. I don't know if folks remember that President Obama was interrupted in a speech, in his State of the Union speech, when he talked about the ACA, the Obamacare. He was interrupted by a Republican who said, you lie, when Obama said that none of the health benefits would be extended to the undocumented population. He wasn't lying at that time. It wasn't extended. So this is new because technically DACA recipients still don't have permanent status in the United States. They have this nebulous permission to remain here that's being challenged, incidentally, in federal courts. And everyone predicts that within a year, the Supreme Court may strike down DACA. So it's in a precarious situation. And extending them this access essentially to Obamacare at this point is a big announcement.
I want to get back to the implications for California. Covered California works a little bit differently than the federal health care program. Are DACA immigrants already covered in California under covered California?
In fact, they are covered, and also basically anybody who's undocumented in the state can apply. So the state is using its own funds basically to supplement Obamacare and extending covered California to those as well. In terms of the DACA recipients, the estimates that I've seen actually is that somewhere between 150 to 180,000 DACA recipients in California alone. And listeners might be interested in the fact that probably a third of DACA recipients also are parents of U.S. citizens. And some of them are also married to U.S. citizens already. So they're very typical of what's called mixed family status in California, where at least one member of a household is undocumented and another might be a citizen.
So let me ask you this. So for DACA recipients here in California, nothing will change as a result of today's announcement?
It's not the biggest announcement for California, to be honest with you, because they've been able to access health care benefits already. But many were not aware that they could be under covered California. Now it's clear that they will be, and they don't have to access private health care the way they have been, which is much more expensive.
This may be tough to answer, but I'm curious as to how much money taxpayers are saving when you actually insure people who don't usually get insured.
That's an excellent question. And the estimates that I've seen is that in California alone, we're talking a few hundred million dollars a year in savings, because the way this, it works is that people usually who are sick, who don't have health care, they actually go to emergency medical care, and that's very, very expensive. And this will allow people to engage in primary health service providers, preventative care, which means that fewer people will get sick. And that means lower healthcare costs for all of us, because we'll have a healthier community. So the estimates that I've seen is that in the hundreds of millions of dollars that overall it will save the state in terms of healthcare benefits.
Let's pull back the lens a bit and look down the road. You mentioned that the DACA program is going to go before the U.S. Supreme Court, perhaps in the next year. What are your expectations about what's going to happen?
This is something I'm very afraid of. And to be honest with you, the DACA recipients themselves are quite worried about. Texas successfully has challenged the DACA program. It's currently sitting at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is in that area of the country. It's going to probably land in the hands of the Supreme Court this fall. And the Supreme Court has already sent a message that it thinks that President Obama and Biden did not have the authority to extend the kinds of protections that it has to DACA recipients, especially the employment part. So the healthcare part is going to still be possibly extended, but I just am worried that the Supreme Court is going to strike down the entire and gut out the DACA program. And that's going to leave probably 600,000 nationwide, close to 200,000 in California, without any kind of status. So it's very worrisome for that community.
But then what's next? What if that happens? Are they deported?
They are deportable, definitely. They lose their status. And the question is, who is the president? The Supreme Court said last June that we cannot force a president to deport someone that they don't want to. However, if the president wants to deport somebody who is deportable, they can. And so that's one big difference between Biden and Trump. Trump has pledged to deport not just DACA recipients, but he's pledged to deport every undocumented person in the United States, which is an estimated 10 to 12 million. And I think ICE is going to be very busy if Mr. Trump wins the election again.
Bill Heng, we always appreciate it. Our guest, professor of law and migration studies at the University of San Francisco and the author of Humanizing Immigration. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.